USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Multiple law enforcement officers were shot in southeastern Kentucky on Thursday, and a suspect is in custody. ATF Louisville said agencies were responding to a shooting scene and armed person barricading themselves inside a home. This took place in the small town of Allen City in Floyd County, Kentucky. A press conference is scheduled for Friday. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday laid out a future for Hong Kong. Quote, now Hong Kong is at a new stage of moving from chaos to governance, and then from governance to greater prosperity, end quote. She said that at a swearing-in ceremony of Hong Kong's new chief executive, John Lee. Lee, a Beijing loyalist, was the only candidate for the position in an election held in May. Welcome to the first day of July as we head into the holiday weekend. Fireworks, barbecues, and celebrating 245 years of the grand experiment. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
More illegal immigrants have lost their lives Thursday in Texas.
Four people were killed and three others are in critical condition after a driver suspected of human smuggling crashed into a truck, according to the Texas Department of Safety.
The suspect vehicle that was being pursued by Border Patrol exited the interstate at a high rate of speed, lost control, and crashed into a stationary vehicle.
The fatal crash is the second deadly human smuggling event this week in Texas after San Antonio police officers and Homeland Security authorities discovered 64 migrants suspected of entering the United States illegally in the back of a tractor trailer on Monday. Security footage just released shows the driver of that tractor trailer passing through border security, smiling. Four people are now being charged for the smuggling incident, including that same driver. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court Thursday, officially taking her place in history as the first black woman to serve on the nation's highest court. In a statement distributed by the court, 51-year-old Jackson thanked Justice Breyer, calling him a personal friend and mentor for 20 years. She said she is well-positioned to serve the American people. It is true, Justice Breyer owns the ice cream company bearing his family name. Liz Cheney, speaking at the Reagan Library this week in Simi Valley, California, continues her crusade of canceling President Trump.
I'm a conservative Republican, but I also know that at this moment, we are confronting a domestic threat that we have never faced before. And that is a former president who is attempting to unravel the foundations of our constitutional republic. The reality that we face today as Republicans, as we think about the choice in front of us, we have to choose, because Republicans cannot both be loyal to Donald Trump and loyal to the Constitution.
The Wyoming representative since 2017 is a part of the made-for-TV show called January 6. Cheney is being called out for her vendetta. Craig Shirley is the President Reagan biographer. He was on Fox News overnight calling out Cheney for being ignorant of history.
We faced a civil war, or the very foundings, the American Revolution, all these things. She doesn't know her history.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.